My name is Rose. I am in fifth grade at Winchester Thurston. These are my reflections upon interviewing Awais Mwala. Awais taught me to never give up and to keep following my dreams. I feel that from just hearing Awais tell his story, my life has changed. After Awais's farm in Somalia was bombed, he was sent to a refugee camp. At the camp, he was given only a certain amount of rice to eat and oil to cook with. On top of that, he had to take care of his mother. After 12 hard years at the refugee camp, Awais and his mother finally came to the USA. I think that it is amazing that Awais could live off rice and oil for 12 years. This definitely inspired me to never give up. Awais told me that he came into refugee camp with nothing, no friends, no family other than his mother, nothing. By the time he left, he made many friends. Awais told me that he wouldn't be in the USA without friends. I thought that this is amazing, how almost his whole life he had so little, but he could never live without a friend. After Awais moved to the U.S., he said that his mother and he were not used to paying bills and using cars. Awais also told me how it was very hard to use all the electrical things. When he and his mother walked into the apartment, they couldn't figure out how to turn on the lights. Awais described to us how this is funny now because he has lived in America for 10 years and now knows how to use all the electrical things. This was an amazing experience. I am so glad I got to listen to Awais' story. It is fascinating how as a kid he faced struggles and had many responsibilities, and as an adult he has a better life because war is not surrounding him, and he has learned that hard challenges can lead to great confidence.